This is the Canadian Baseball Network Podcast, in partnership with the Baseball Zone. Here's your host, Matt Betts.
Hello, Canadian baseball fans, and welcome back to episode 6 of the Canadian Baseball Network Podcast. It's a special episode we have for you today. We welcome the latest Canadian big leaguer, Matt Brash.
Yeah, I'm really excited, Matt. Good to be here, first of all, with you today. It's really exciting to interview a guy who's, you know, currently in the bigs right there with a chance, you know, in 2022 to really make his mark with the Mariners. And good story out of Kingston, Ontario, that's for sure.
For sure. So he played his baseball at the University of Niagara before being drafted by the San Diego Padres in the fourth round, 113th overall, in just 2019. So he's climbing the ladder relatively quickly. And then on September 28th of this year, he was recalled by the Seattle Mariners to their active roster. And in October, he was named the Canadian Baseball Network Wayne Norton Award winner as the top minor league pitcher. As you said, he's the pride of Kingston. Looking forward to this interview with Matt Brash. All right, I'd like to welcome to the show Canada's newest big leaguer, Matt Brash. Matt, how's it going?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you jumping on. So I want to jump back to September. Obviously, you were coming off a very successful minor league season, and eventually were called up to the Seattle Mariners big league roster on September 28th. But a few days before that, there were some rumblings about the possibility of it happening. Can you kind of take us through those days leading up and to the point where you got that phone call where you heard you were going to the big leagues?
Yeah. So the end of the year was definitely pretty crazy for me. I ended the year in Double A, and I kind of thought like maybe I'd get sent to Triple A right away and didn't really know what was happening, but I ended up just going home for a bit, like back home to Canada. And then I got a call that I need to go to Triple A right away. So as soon as I got that call, I was like, maybe something's going on here. Like maybe they're just getting me ready just in case. But once I got that call for Triple A, I kind of just was throwing down there. I think I got sent to Texas, Little Rock in Texas. And yeah, I was just throwing down there. I didn't plan any games. I don't think they really had any intentions of me playing any games. And then it was a night game, and I was in the training room, and I got the call from the pitching coach down there in Triple A to say, yeah, you got called up to the big leagues and that you're going to head down there like the next morning, and that they don't really know what my plan is for me, but that everyone's really excited to hire. And yeah, just crazy experience for sure.
Yeah. So what, you know, every player's for the most part's dream growing up is to get that call. What was that call like? Right. And what was your emotion? How would you describe it?
Yeah, it was just like kind of overwhelming in the moment. Like I remember I got the call, and like, I obviously was super happy, and like I called my family, like, and some of my friends and stuff, like on my way back to the hotel kind of thing. But it wasn't until like that night, or like even the next day, like I was like, this is actually happening. Like I'm gonna be in the big leagues. Like I'm gonna be meeting all the guys I've watched on TV and try to help this team like make it to the playoffs, because obviously the Mariners haven't made it in a while, and I have a really good team, and we're in that push where we kind of got to like win out. So just like getting that call and knowing I was going to be in like that, in the atmosphere and that playoff push with all those guys, is just a super cool feeling. And I'm just really blessed to have that opportunity for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So who was the first big leaguer that you met, and who kind of introduced themselves first? Was there anybody that kind of like jumped off the page and you're like, wow, I'm meeting this person?
I mean, I can't remember exactly who the first guy was, but I definitely met a lot of the pitchers first, some of the starters, and then I was in the bullpen when I was up there, so I got to know those guys probably better than everybody else, because pitchers and hitters are kind of separated just because different like schedules, like when they're hitting we're throwing on the field and stuff like that. But I mean, just all the older guys, like Kyle Seager is cool, like Mitch Haniger, all the catchers, like just everybody was super cool and really nice to me, and just made the experience really easy.
For sure. So yeah, you were there for roughly a week to finish that season. What was it? Yeah. Was there anything, was it what you imagined, or was there anything different that kind of like, wow, wasn't really expecting this?
I mean, I honestly think it was better than what I was expecting. Just like all the facilities and like all the people that are there just to specifically like do whatever you need to go perform at a high level. Like they have like everything there, like food's amazing, like all like people like helping you out just to make sure your body feels good so you can go and pitch is really, really cool. And then just the experience, like obviously my situation was unique just because we were in a playoff push and it was like sold out crowd like every night and the fans were craziest walking out to like the bullpen that first game. Like I've never thought it would be like that loud and like so many people, like everyone like knew my name and like people were just like happy to like see me there and just have to like watch baseball. And it was just a really cool experience.
Yeah, that is so cool.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part? If you had to pick one thing, I know it's probably tough, but you know, what was one thing that you would say was like, this is my welcome to the big league moment. I'm never going to forget this.
Yeah. I think the first day playing catch out on the field with like all the other like pitchers and everybody was there and all the coaches and there was even like fans in the stands, like just watching us play catch at like 2 o'clock for like a 7 o'clock game. Like we were out there and there's fans watching us play catch. And I was like, I'm here, like I'm going to be at the game later. Like I'm getting ready. Like that was definitely like the first moment. But I think like my favorite part was just like being down in the bullpen with all those like guys, like our bullpen was so cool. Like so many older guys have so many like stories and everyone's just super nice and anything. Like I had never really pitched in the bullpen before either. So like I started all year, started my whole life pretty much. So definitely just learning from those guys and any questions I had, they like let me know like what I need to do to be ready in case my name does get called. And just a super cool experience watching the game from there too. Like it was so loud and a whole bullpen's like getting super hyped for any hit. Like everyone just wants to win so bad that it's just a super cool atmosphere for sure.
Yeah. I think sometimes when people watch a game on TV, it looks a little more laid back sometimes, but obviously especially in a bullpen, that's kind of like the feel people get, but in a playoff chase, what was it like? What are big league players doing in a game like that? Like how would you describe the way they're acting and then like their personality as that's going on?
It's actually funny. Everyone's super calm. Like everyone has, they've been doing it for so, like there were some guys in the pen that have been in the majors for like 15 years or something like that. Like Sean Doolittle and Joe Smith, like they've been there, they've been in big games. So everyone's just like really relaxed, like just chatting like any other game. But like once the gets into like the fourth or fifth inning where like the bullpen's got to get ready, like everyone's like locking in, like they have the routine, they have like their mentality, like it gets a little bit quieter and everyone's kind of like, okay, it's kind of like game time, ready to go here, and everyone locks in. But it's still just like it's pretty light atmosphere. Like it's like guys aren't stressing, like just hanging out until their name gets called, and then they're like they're ready to go.
Were you the same way, or were you a little nervous on the inside?
I mean, I was a little more nervous just because I'd never been in the pen before, so like I didn't know like do I have to get ready in the first inning or can I like sit around or like wait. So like I feel like I was probably like up around like standing around too much, like just trying to be like ready. But it's also like cold and I'm just used to like starting, so I'm like always like moving around like trying to keep my arm warm, so it's a little different. But once as like a couple of games got in, I got pretty comfortable with like a routine that the older guys showed me and stuff like that. But yeah, the first game I was a little antsy. I was all over the place. Like just like if my name gets called, I just wanted to be ready kind of thing.
For sure. So yeah. I mentioned off the top that you were drafted by the Padres, but obviously made your debut with the Mariners. So you were involved in a trade at the 2020 deadline. So what's, you know, fans, you know, see trades and they see guys go from one team to the other, but you don't always see or hear about what a trade is actually like and what it means personally for a player and what goes into it. So can you kind of take us through that trade and what kind of changed for you and that process?
Yeah. So it was a unique situation just because the trade happened in like the COVID year where like minor leaguers didn't play ball. So I got sent home like March of that year and I didn't play baseball till like the next year, like next spring training. So when I got traded, I was kind of just working really hard to get my arm healthy and then just to like gain weight and get stronger. So that's what I was doing the whole COVID year, just because I knew like this is a big year for me coming up and I need to be healthy and I need to be performing really well. So when I got traded, I almost saw it as like a new opportunity. I think that's what a lot of guys see. Yeah, it was just like a new org, like new players, like new coaches, just like new experiences to go on. And I was just really excited for that spring training to happen because I knew I did work really hard to get my body in better shape. My arm felt great. So I was just excited to show the Mariners that they made a good call to trade for me. And yeah, just that spring training, I knew my stuff was going to be really good. So I was super excited to get that new opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. So you played your university, your college baseball at the University of Niagara, not obviously a Power Five school or you know, a big name school, but why did you choose Niagara and how did that prepare you for getting to where you are today?
Yeah, I chose Niagara. It's very close to my hometown of Kingston. It's like a 5-hour drive. So being close to family is always really big for me. And then I just like the baseball program and the coaches. Just coming out of Canada, I knew a lot of guys from Toronto play down there. And it was just like a smaller school, which I kind of liked. And I thought if I went there and I performed how I knew I could, I get a lot of opportunities like right out of the gate. So like freshman year, I was starting like on Sundays, like playing big conference games and stuff like that. And I think that's what kind of kickstarted my development a little faster than other guys. Just I got that experience, those innings right off the bat, and then kind of each year got better and better. And I kind of knew that I just needed an opportunity to play ball at like Division One, and I'd get noticed just because I was a pretty small kid and I just needed that college program to like gain weight and like learn from guys and like just get those experience of like living on my own just to get me ready for pro ball. So Niagara is just a really good fit.
For sure. Yeah. I should have said Niagara University. So you're drafted out of there in 2019, and then the COVID season in 2020, you said you didn't even play. So that's a very, you climbed the ladder very quickly. What was the key to your success, you know, from the time that you left Niagara to the point of September 28th this past year?
I think it's just working hard when you're kind of on your own, which is kind of sounds simple, but just like getting better kind of every day. And a lot of that for me was like back home in Canada in Kingston where I live, like there's no baseball facilities. Like it's obviously super cold in the winter. Like I'm not throwing outside. So there's a lot of days where I'm working out in my garage and then like just throwing into a net. So it was kind of just like staying focused. And I was so like driven and determined just from like getting traded and never really being able to like prove myself when I was in the Padres org, because I really only pitched like 6 innings my draft year just because I had so many innings in college and I got shut down kind of thing. So I was just super motivated to like prove myself because I knew I had like the capability and the talent to do what I'm doing now. And yeah, I think it was just like staying locked in for that pretty much full year of not playing ball. I was just trying to get my body in really good shape for sure.
For sure. So then in October, kind of to cap off the year, you were named the Wayne Norton Award winner, the Canadian Baseball Network top minor league pitcher. When did you find out about that? And what was your reaction upon receiving that news?
Yeah, it was super cool. Really honored to get that reward. I think Bob sent me an email and some other guys let me know. And
Kingston just, connection.
For sure. Just really, really honored. And it's just nice to be recognized for the year I had. And there's so many great pitchers and a lot of really good Canadian talent coming up too. So yeah, it was definitely just a big honor.
For sure. So looking back, leading up to this point, who would you say has had the biggest impact on your career? Is there one person or a group of people?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, it's definitely just a big web of people from like Kingston and Toronto where I grew up playing. So my parents foremost are just the best and have always supported me and taken me to every showcase and every game that I needed to like get to Division One ball and then to get drafted. So them for sure. And then my like coach growing up was Randy Casford. I'm like really good friends with his sons and his whole family have supported me, and he was my coach for years and years. And then Scott Robinson was my coach in Canada Cup, and I did trained with him, and I still am in like contact with him whenever I need like guidance or help or have a question. He's always there for me. And then just a lot of other people, like places I've trained at in Toronto and stuff like that, that have kind of got me to the point where I am.
Hey folks, Jackson Farrow here, the producer of the CBM podcast. Hope you're enjoying our interview so far with Matt Brash. Now listen, our partner, the Baseball Zone, has a special offer for our listeners. If you phone or email the Baseball Zone or contact them at thebaseballzone.ca by March 3rd and tell them that you listened to the CBM podcast and use the promo code FASTBALL, you can redeem a free day pass at their facility that can be used by May 30th. So phone or email the Baseball Zone or contact them at their website, thebaseballzone.ca by March 3rd. Use the promo code FASTBALL. And you can get yourself a free day pass at their facility. It's a fantastic offer. Now, also be sure to share and comment on the podcast with the hashtag CBM Podcast. And while you're at it, tag at the Baseball Zone. Now, back to the interview.
Growing up, obviously you were a good pitcher. But at what point did you realize, like, I can make it to the big leagues? Or did you ever think that? Or was it kind of always just a dream?
Yeah, I mean, I've always had a really good arm, and I've always had people tell me that, but I was very undersized. Like in high school, I was always a super small kid and I wasn't very tall, but I always had this really good arm. So I always kind of knew that it was just going to take me a while for my body to fill out and for me to mature. Kind of, it just took me longer than other guys at my age. So, I mean, I kind of always knew, like, out of high school, like my last couple of years in high school, I started throwing pretty hard, and like I had some looks in the draft even out of high school. So like, at that point, I kind of like knew I just need to stay healthy and keep developing, getting better every year, and I'll be okay. And I always just thought, like, I just need to get to pro ball just to get like an opportunity. Just because going to Niagara, obviously, yeah, it's not a big school, and come from Canada, sometimes it's hard to get those opportunities. So I knew I needed the chance to play high level ball, and I'd let my talent and my pitching kind of do the talking there. So.
What's next for you? What are you doing now? Kind of, what are your expectations heading into 2022?
Yeah, right now I'm doing what kind of got me here. Just working really hard, keeping my body in really good shape, because I think that's what keeps me healthy, and that's what keeps me going. So I'm focused on that. And then I'm developing my pitches. I'm always just playing with stuff. So right now I'm really working on my changeup to get another offering in there, because my other pitches are maybe a little bit ahead of that. So I've been hammering my changeup for sure. But for goals for next year, I mean, I'm trying to make the big league team. I'm trying to help the Mariners win games. I think I can. And I'm going to come in spring training, kind of show what I got and show what my work's been doing. And I'm just really excited for it.
Yeah. So in your experience, what is spring training like? Obviously we watch it on TV, but there's more that goes into it than that. So can you kind of take us through what a typical spring training entails?
Yeah. So I've only been to a minor league spring training, and it's kind of, I mean, it's just busy days. You're just kind of on the move kind of all day, like different stations, but it's kind of just your basics, like breakfast, movement prep to get your body ready. You go and stretch with all the pitchers, like in groups. Do your throwing program every day. And then just based on the day, if you have a bullpen, then throw a bullpen and you lift. If you don't have a bullpen, you might do a lift, or you might just take the rest of the day kind of off or do some other stuff. And yeah, it's pretty similar, like same day, same thing every day, getting a routine. But this year I'm going to be in big league spring training. So I'm really excited to get into some big league games and throw against some really good hitters. And I'm really excited to kind of see what my stuff plays against those guys for sure.
I think I echo a lot of people when I say I look forward to seeing it. Kingston to the big leagues, that's quite the story. That's quite the headline. Yeah. What would you say to players growing up that from Canada that look at you and see, hey, Matt Brash did it. Like, maybe I can do it too.
Yeah, I really like this question just because I get to kind of explain like that you don't need to play at this like super high level programs, and you don't have to spend a ton of money to try to get noticed. I feel like I just played in Kingston my whole life, and I went to a couple showcases. That's really all I did. And I just feel like if you're talented enough and you put in like hard work, like coaches will notice. Like I just went to a showcase in Toronto one day, and I wasn't even pitching at the time. I went as like a shortstop, because that's what I played in high school when I wasn't pitching. It the Niagara coach saw me there just throwing across the diamond, said that guy has a good arm, let's invite him to a camp. Just like, you're gonna get noticed if you got the talent and you put in the hard work. And I just really like that part of my story, that I kind of just stuck with it and went like step by step. And I just feel like you'll get noticed if you have what it takes, kind of thing.
Yeah, such a great story. That's the far from over. We can't wait to watch you, you know, hopefully catch in the big leagues next year. And Matt, we really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. That was great.
Well, there you have it, Canadian baseball fans. Your newest big leaguer, Matt Brash. What a great conversation, Jackson. To be taken behind the scenes there and to have the curtain pulled back on what it's like to make your big league debut and what it's like in the big leagues is really cool.
Listen, we've had a lot of great guests on this podcast, or this relaunched version of the podcast already, but wow, that was, you know, really something. He was really great, gracious with his time and, you know, wanted to tell us about the big league experience. He was excited by it. And I think my favorite part of that interview was when he talked about, you know, the kids back in Kingston, you know, the ones who were looking up to him, and how he didn't go to some super high-end school or go to all these, do all these different things. He just put in that work, you know, coaches noticed, went to a couple showcases, he said, but it was really about the hard work. And it goes back to the whole thing. If you grind, if you're willing to put in the hours, you know, people will notice regardless of where you're playing or where you come from.
Yeah, for sure. And this is a guy that has put in the work. I mean, you look, he went to Niagara University, drafted in 2019, a COVID season in there where he didn't play at all. And then he gets called to the big league roster this past September. It's just an incredible story and something that I think a lot of our listeners can learn from and really appreciate. So that's a wrap for episode 6 of the Canadian Baseball Network podcast. We appreciate you joining us. Make sure to follow the Canadian Baseball Network on Twitter and visit CanadianBaseballNetwork.com for all your latest Canadian baseball news.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to check out Canadian Baseball Network for extensive and comprehensive coverage of the latest in Canadian baseball. And The Baseball Zone, Canada's leading instructional baseball academy and training home to thousands of MLB, pro, college, and youth baseball players.